Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 7th. You'll be interested to know, 46 years ago, today in 1978, President Jimmy Carter declared a federal health emergency in Love Canal, a neighborhood in Niagara Falls, New York, following the leakage of toxic chemicals buried under the community. This catastrophic event was recognized as the worst environmental disaster involving chemical waste in the history of the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we are in for some morning fog before 7 a.m., followed by a chance of rain showers. Expect sunny skies later, with a high near 92 degrees and a west wind at 5 to 9 miles per hour. Tonight, there is a 30% chance of precipitation. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 8, with a high tide at 8:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather. Starting Thursday afternoon, expect a slight chance of rain showers with highs in the mid-70s. Nights will be mostly cloudy with rain likely and lows around the mid-60s. This pattern continues through Saturday with showers and thunderstorms likely each day and highs reaching the low 80s. Sunday and Monday will be sunny with highs in the low 80s and mostly clear nights in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Matt Damon hopes to see Robin Williams honored with a Goodwill Hunting statue in Boston's public garden. Speaking with journalist Jake Hamilton, Damon, age 53, shared that an artist proposed a bronze statue of the late Williams, who passed away in August 2014 at 63 years old. Damon believes it would be the most beautiful installation and a fitting tribute. The statue would be placed next to the bench where they filmed a memorable scene from the 1997 movie. Damon also fondly recalled working with Williams, noting his impressive off-book performance. Now on to sports. The New England Patriots are at the heart of speculation regarding a potential trade for San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. For the entire offseason, the Patriots have shown significant interest in acquiring a top receiver. Linebacker Jerod Mayo commented on the rumors, neither confirming nor denying the trade's progress. The Patriots are highly motivated, especially after missing out on Calvin Ridley. With Ayuk catching 75 passes for 1,342 yards and 7 touchdowns last season, the Patriots hope to secure him, potentially making him one of the highest-paid receivers in the league. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Royals 7-2. And tonight, they're back at it for the final game of the series. In top news, dog owners are facing new challenges due to updated travel rules from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As of August 1st, new regulations have taken effect to prevent the reintroduction of rabies into the United States. Dogs must be over 6 months old, microchipped, and have proper documentation. Travelers from high-risk countries must follow stricter protocols, including entering through designated animal care facilities at 6 major airports. Additional precautions, such as a 28-day quarantine or a blood test, may apply. These rules align with the World Organization for Animal Health standards, aiming to reduce fraudulent documentation and control rabies. In business news, Airbnb forecasts lower third-quarter revenue due to economic worries, prompting last-minute bookings. Shares fell by 15%. Domestic travel in the United States has declined since the start of the year as Americans grow cautious about spending. Airbnb reported a profit of 86 cents per share, missing the estimate of 92 cents. Expected third-quarter revenue is between $3.67 billion and $3.73 billion. Below the estimate. The average daily rate grew 2% to $169.53. Second quarter revenue was $2.75 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $56,800. Ethereum is just under $2,500. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's upcoming macOS Sequoia will bring a significant change for users of screenshot and screen recording apps. Starting this fall, these apps will require weekly permission prompts, as well as prompts after each reboot. This means users will need to explicitly allow access to their screens and audio more frequently. While some initially thought this was a bug, Apple has confirmed it is a deliberate feature. This update will impact various third-party apps, including CleanShot X, Discord, Zoom, and Slack. Developers can adopt special API to avoid these prompts, though it is not compatible with most current apps. And in entertainment news, Zac Efron experienced a minor swimming incident while vacationing with friends in Ibiza, Spain, leading to his hospitalization. The actor, aged 36, ingested water into his lungs after hitting the bottom of a pool. Villa security assisted in pulling him out of the water. Efron, who was momentarily dazed, was taken to the hospital as a precaution, where x-rays confirmed his lungs were clear. He waited at the hospital until paparazzi left. Efron assured fans he is happy and healthy. His latest film, A Family Affair, was released on Netflix in June. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter. And he said, "America did not invent human rights. In a very real sense, human rights invented America." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.